This one is called TVs on Match Day. Let's have a disclaimer. All you snowflakes, don't like my show, switch off now. Right, TVs on Match Day. This one is proper fucked up, this story. Me and H were going around doing small ticket holding. Just to recap, small ticket holding is where people can't get loans from the bank. So they go to a finance company and the finance company finance all their equipment. So there was this pub. Pub was either in Everton or Liverpool. Don't know which one, but it was up that way. And we get a call saying, repo agent's just gone in and he's been thrown out of the pub. We said, why didn't you use us in the first place? No, he was a local bloke. We'd always use you, Sean. I was like, oh, what is it? He said, well, he's gone in to get two TVs out the pub and they've thrown him out. I was like, well, who is he? He said, oh, it's just another agent we use. He's not as good as you. It's just, we just needed his TVs back. And, you know, we know you're working on another job down south. And I said, how quick can you get to, let's say it was Liverpool, but it might have been Everton. They said, how quick can you get to Liverpool? He was like, well, about three hours away, 2.5 hours. He was like, oh, yeah, get there now. We need these TVs before they're gone. They're in there. So we're like, okay. So we're travelling up, and we've already got in the back, me and H have already repoed some like deep fat fryers in the back of his Vito we're driving around in. And they says, oh, we'll pay you a lot more and everything. So we're racing around, and oh my God. We managed to get to Liverpool in the end, pulled up outside this pub, and all the oil in the back from his deep fat fryers is all dripping out. We're like, oh, I'll deal with that another time. I'll get it valeted. So anyway, as we're pulling up, we're like, that pub is full, H. And we're like looking around, there's flags everywhere, and like, there's a fucking football match on. And H has gone, yeah, he says, let's have a quick look on your phones. Looked on the phones, Everton playing Liverpool, local fucking derby game. Now, we're just about to go in a Liverpool pub and repo the fucking TVs which we're watching the game on. We're like, this is a little bit of a detail which they'd missed out. And this area's rough. We're in a really rough area. So we take the old silver case, which we normally have, and we walk in. We open up, we're in this bar. It's a spit and sawdust bar. Proper saloon bar. We're like, yeah, right, here's your warrant. Oh, your guy was in here. Whoa, 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 we're not that guy, all right? Let's just don't tar us with the same brush. You won't be fucking throwing us out, love. Who are you talking to? You either make this payment on here now, which your TVs are going. Oh, I'd like to see you try. Like, fucking hell. Look around, two TVs. There's only two TVs in the place. One in the saloon or one in the bar, whatever they call it, two bits of bar. Like, fucking hell. That, H, go and get a ladders. I'll wait here. Go and get a ladders. So H goes out, gets a ladders, brings them in. Fucking hell, looks like we're mean business now. We've got the case, we've got the ladders. I'm like, people are like starting to look at us. We said, let's take down the one where, not in the main bar. Let's take it in the shitty bit of a bar. So we started taking it down and we're getting away with it. So we undo the bolts and we get the first fucking TV out. First TV, fucking no problem. And there's wires hanging out the ceiling. We go into the main bar. Oh my fucking days. Everyone is known. This woman's gone round telling them we're taking the TVs. Couple of blokes are starting to say stuff. And we're just looking at me and H. So we just switch the TV off. And there's a few fucking comments coming. And we're like, fucking hell. One gobby bloke gets up. How do you think? And I've just turned, shut the fuck up. And he's just like, he doesn't know what to do. I've carried on. And all the while, I'm looking at H thinking, fucking hell, man, we need to fucking get out of here. I'm trying to fucking undo the bolts because we're in the ceiling. They're on these like big steel frames, the TV frames coming out of the ceiling. And I'm like, fucking H, we need to get out of here, mate. We need to get out of this. And we're undoing them and someone's going, oh, I'm going to kick your fucking ladder away. I'm up the fucking ladder. H is holding it. Like, we're fucking undoing these bolts. And like, we're like thinking, fuck, and it's going to kick off. It's like he could have gone off any minute, but they just weren't too sure what me and H were capable of. And they must think these blokes are insane, taking TV day on match day. And they must think these two blokes are fucking, must be the hardest blokes in the world. But we're undoing the bolts, and every bolt I'm undoing, I'm thinking, fuck, now we're getting away with this. And I'm like, my fucking arse is going, and this pub's fucking back. People are making, we're fucking, fucking trying to get these spanners going. We get the last TV out, and we get it down. People are starting to fucking swear at us. I was thinking, any minute now, we're going to start chucking glasses. But it didn't. So we walk out, and we put the TVs in the back of a Vito. And we're like, we're supposed to prop them up because they're flat screens. Like, fuck that shit. We just fucking chucked them in. Shut the back of a Vito. Then all of a sudden, this car pulled up. Now, Liverpool always was a bit of a sketchy place. You'd always have to have your wits about you in Liverpool. Now, we shut the doors. We're just about to get in. And this car pulls up. They're all blacked out windows. And the windows come down, and there's like four biggish geezers in there. Hey, what are you doing, lads? Normally, my normal response is, what the fuck's it got to do with you? I was thinking, oh, fucking hell, we're outnumbered in the pub. I don't really want to be making enemies just before we drive off. And I just went, yeah, just getting some stuff, mate. What do you mean getting some stuff? So, yeah, repo agents, just doing our job, mate. And I was really polite to these blokes. And I was like, what are you collecting debts like? I was like, mate, look, we work for a finance company. We're not bailiffs. We're just getting stuff. We're finished now. And I went to walk off. And the bloke goes, hey, I'm still talking to you. I was like, give a bit more respect. This area was rough. I go, what's up, mate? And he goes, if you're ever in the area again, fucking people know who we are. Give us a shout. I was like, yeah, all right, mate. So like, fucking hell. Got in the Vito. And I was glad I didn't fucking gob off to him. So then we had to turn around to go out the street. The story doesn't fucking end there. We had to turn around to go out this area. And we spun the vehicle around. The fucking TVs all over in the back. I couldn't give a fuck what happens to them. We still get paid. We're fucking driving around. I was really pissed off. We'd been stitched up by a finance company. And we turn this corner. As we turn the corner, typical Liverpool, women in slippers, curlers in her hair, dressing gown on, half of them are walking around in their pajamas. It's late evening. It was like, fucking hell. So we're slowing down, and this woman's walking across the road arguing with this bloke. And there's people arguing on the streets like, fuck is this place? I fucking hell, we just want to go home. And it was the last job of the day. It was an emergency job. So we just wanted to go home. So we stop, and this woman's arguing with this fucking big geezer in front of the thing. Boom, she fucking hits her. Clean in the face. A fucking nose just explodes. Fucking she hits the deck. Me and I, she's just like this. The fucking... But before, like, you know, we would have got out, helped her, fucking had a go at the bloke. But we're just in shock. We're just like this. Before me and H can do anything... This other car pulls up, not the one we've just been speaking to. They must just drive around in cars. This other car pulls up. Three blokes jump out, beat the living crap out this bloke, stamping on his fucking heads, everything. And we're just like, the fuck? Anyway, we just literally then have to reverse. This woman's knocked out. These blokes getting fucking pummeled. We just reverse. Do a bit of a 3-point turn around all these bodies and just drive off. And I always think to myself, I shouldn't have fucking took that job.